There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news? I'm brought to you live.
Welcome to the February edition of No One's Legal Radio. We're part of CKUT's Community News Collective's Off the Hour at 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca on the web. Show focuses on racial profiling. For the full hour, we'll hear from in-studio guests from Project X, a group that supports youth who are surviving the effects of institutionalized racism and racial profiling. We'll be hearing more about Project X, as well as hearing directly from the testimonies of youth reflecting on their own experiences of racism and racial profiling. This month's show is produced by members of the No One's Legal Network in Montreal in conjunction with the CKUT Community News Collective. No One's Legal Montreal is part of a worldwide movement of resistance fighting for justice and dignity and the right to self-determination for migrants, refugees, and Indigenous people. Our campaign is in public confrontation with the Canadian state, denouncing and taking action to combat racial profiling, police brutality, detentions and deportations, as well as opposing the displacement and genocide of Indigenous peoples on Turtle Island. Stay tuned. Back. You listen to No One's Legal Radio, a show about the frontline struggles for justice, dignity, and self-determination by migrants, refugees, and Indigenous peoples. We're part of Off the Hour at CKUT 90.3 FM. We're a grassroots community radio on the island of Montreal. Today's show is focusing on racial profiling, a topic that we've explored before in different ways. We've looked at security certificates, unjust arrest, detention, and sometimes torture and deportation of people on the basis of their cultural origin. Of course, we've looked at racial profiling by police, specifically around the cases of Mohamed Anas Benes, who was shot and killed in Côte d'Ivoire back in 2005, and most recently, the case of Freddy Villanueva, who we'll hear about later on the show, again, because there's a demonstration this Saturday. Freddy Villanueva, who was shot and killed by the Montreal police in an apparent case of racial profiling back in August of 2008. On today's show, we're going to, I think, deepen our understanding of racial profiling and look at some very specific examples, especially as it relates to youth in NDG and in Côte d'Ivoire. And we have two guests in studio for the entire show. We're joined by Robin Maynard. Robin is a member of Project X, and she's also a member of No One's Legal. Robin, welcome to the show.
Hey.
And we're also joined by Neil, who is also an organizer and member of Project X. Hey, Neil.
Hey. Yeah.
Welcome, and it's great to have you guys in studio and talk about this difficult but important issue to talk about. And I guess my first question is for one of you to talk more about what is Project X? It's an odd sounding name. Tell us a little bit more about this project called X.
Okay, I guess first I'll just start with why Project X ended up forming. It's sort of like a loose collection of people who work either now or have worked and significant time spent in NDG working with youth. And I guess a lot of what we were hearing from talking to youth every day was just this sort of like day-to-day violence enacted on them by the police in terms of being harassed like on the streets and in the metros and just in general, like, not being able to spend, like, a regular day without a kind of, like, police harassment. And we were just hearing about this happening so constantly, and on institutional level, it was pretty silent, and there wasn't really an acknowledgement of, like, what youth were actually having to deal with, so... Like, the demographic that we're all working with is sort of quote-unquote marginalized youth, but no one's really looking at, like, who's doing the marginalization in terms of, like, schools and police, et cetera. So Project X came together because we wanted to at least just have a way that we could record this kind of thing happening, because there's no real place in Montreal where it's actually being recorded every single time, like, someone has something like this happen to them. And we also just wanted to, like, kind of bring solidarity, because I think that racial profiling is something that makes people feel really isolated. And instead of looking at it on an interpersonal level of how to deal with it, we're trying to just, like, look at how it's systemic.
This is a term, I think, that has been used, I guess, more recently, so to speak, historically speaking, racial profiling. What's your definition of this term, racial profiling? Like, what does that encompass?
Going into a store and being immediately cited by security and being followed, walking down the street, in having women clutch their purse or even cross the street, lock their car doors, being questioned in a way that they're not even really open to your answer, like that you can't even articulate, being stopped by the police and asked questions of, you know, routine checked or you fit the description of, being in schools and being put back in class because you're either coded or because you react or you're creative, they see you as a problem child. Going to the hospitals and not really getting proper medication, being misdiagnosed or being not treated for different kind of illness, not being picked up by a taxi, you're not being let into a club.
We got a full hour, so just keep on going.
Yeah. Not being rented an apartment, you know, like there's been cases where I call, you know, speak very Canadian-like, you know, oh, yes, the apartment is ready, it's available, and you get there, and it's like, bam, sorry, no, and that kind of thing, you know, just the blatant things. And I think if you live in the skin that I live in, you know, your lens of the way things are is definitely different from what is perceived on a Hollywood movie or even on a video, you know, that is selling something that you don't necessarily need.
Well, one way you guys have gone out and documented this is by going out in the streets into community centers and actually getting people's testimonies. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be playing some of those testimonies throughout the show. Tell us a little bit more about either of you, Robin or Neil, a little bit more about this specific project of going out and getting people's testimonies, I guess focusing specifically on the experiences of racial profiling by youth in the NDG Côte de Neige area of Montreal.
You mean like how we've gone about collecting testimonials?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we're going to be playing a clip in a few seconds here and just sort of set the stage about like where do these clips come from? How did this project come together? Why did you do it in the way that you're doing it?
Okay, great. Yeah, I guess the way that we go about doing testimonials is like because we have a lot of just contacts with different youth in the communities, like, and we're always hearing them tell us these stories anyways about what's going on. We just decided to like bring an MP3 player and say go to, like, some of them are from the Walkley Center, going there and just telling people like, hey, we have a recorder, and if you want to tell us your experience with racial profile, then go ahead. And we'd find that like first people would be kind of shy and then one youth would want to talk about it, and then all of a sudden it would just be this huge discussion and everyone going back to like every time like any kind of racial profiling has ever happened to them. So we've also gone out and done it in the metros, which is a huge site of where racial profiling happens in NDG, because that's where a lot of people are getting stopped over and over and over again and ticketed. So
Villa Metro, Vondo Metro.
All right, well, let's go to one of those clips. Like I said, we're going to play these clips throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage people actually to check out your website. We'll be mentioning that website a few times. But you also have other testimonies that we're not playing on the show today on the website. That website is, mention it because I might get it wrong.
Sure. The website is www.theprojectx.ca.
All right, theprojectx.ca. And the testimonies on the website were actually taken in the summer of last year, but the testimony we're about to hear was taken in around October at the Walkley Center in NDG of last year. So we'll go to that testimony and people sharing their experience, youth sharing their experiences of racial profiling right now, and come back with Robin and Neil on Almost Legal Radio.